And now, on Friday, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen talks football with us. Good morning, Ibrahim.
Good morning.
Let's take a look at the college game. Last night, Ole Miss was in the rankings and raring to go against South Carolina. What happened?
A thing called special teams, which every college football player always hears about, called special teams.
Isn't that special?
Special teams. Ole Miss literally just couldn't get it done on special teams or on offense. Their offensive line couldn't make it happen. And South Carolina got a huge upset.
And it seems to me that this is another sign of what you were talking about earlier this week, of the absurdity of the college rankings this early in the season. Ole Miss didn't really belong in the top 20.
Well, the other thing about it is also the conference. So when you start looking at a college football team, if you remember your alma mater, you're out there, you want to support them, check out what conference they're in. Sometimes the conference that they're in is really competitive, and the SEC is very dangerous. So at any given moment, any team could win or lose in that conference.
All right, so South Carolina had a big night last night. Of course, the Washington Huskies beat USC. Let's call some upsets for this weekend.
Well, there's a good game with Virginia Tech versus Miami. I really like Miami in this one. Because of a guy named Craig Cooper and Travis Benjamin and Ja'Cory Harris. Ja'Cory Harris is a sophomore quarterback. He's playing great football. There's also Cal versus Oregon, and that game I'm really looking forward to because you guys know I've been following Cal a little bit this year.
Yeah.
And
so is our producer Colin. He's crazy.
And Oregon started off the year as one of the teams that everyone was figuring was vying for the national championship. So this is a game with a lot of implications, particularly within
Oregon.
Their conference.
I went to Oregon for a couple of years.
There we go.
Go Ducks. Go Ducks.
So that should be a good game to watch. There's a couple other games. I'm looking at Boise State versus Bowling Green. When you talk about the rankings, you wonder, does Boise State really have the schedule to really be that high in the rankings?
Well, they did a huge upset a couple of years ago, didn't they?
They did. And in general, their program has steadily been improving over the years. And so it's one of those things like Rutgers a couple of years ago, like Marshall years ago, where you start to see a program develop, and it's kind of like the rankings are saying, hey, you can get up here, you can play with the big boys. I wonder really if they can play with the big boys.
Well, Boise's a great community. We wish them very, very well. So what's the nickname of Wayne Gretzky, what do they call him?
The Great One.
Yeah, the Great One, but not as a coach, eh?
He hasn't had, the Great One, you're right, he stays out of the public glare, he's not a drama guy, but he hasn't had the success as a coach that he had as a player.
Did as well as Michael Jordan in administration.
He stepped down as head coach and director of hockey operations for the Phoenix Coyotes. Will anyone pick him up?
I think he probably had offers from every team that probably even had a coach at the same time. You want a guy in the huddle that can get people reared and ready to go, and I think Wayne Gretzky is one of the best.
Well, thanks for that football takeout, and thank you, Louise. And Todd Zwillick, thank you. Thanks for that. Coming up, Barney Frank joins us. The Massachusetts congressman talks about reforming banks and protecting customers. He's probably not going to show a lot of love like Citigroup
did. He should. Show the love.
Stay tuned for that in a few minutes.
Good morning.